Listen up, people. That's right. It's time to listen to the sparks of bliss in your life. I'm your host and life coach, Caroline de Posada from Miami, Florida. And this podcast is an invitation to join me in upgrading our mindset, wellness, and relationships so that together we create a life that unlocks our bliss. Join me each week as we explore practical strategies, inspiring stories, and the moments of clarity, or as we like to call them, los momenticos, that make the world a little more magical. Consider this your weekly dose of wisdom in your pocket. Are you ready? Let's do this. Hey, listeners, welcome to episode number 45 of Blissin' Up. So I am loving the number 45 because this is the year that I turned 45. And I gotta say, I feel like I'm really enjoying the 45-year-old version of myself. You know, as we age, we step into new identities and we're always growing and evolving and expanding. And I'm really grateful for this year, for where I'm at, how far I've come, who I've become. And I'm just loving it. So hopefully the number 45 will bring some good vibes to this episode because the topic that I want to discuss today is something that is near and dear to my heart, something that I have paid attention to since I was very little. I have spent my life studying this through relationships and relationship dynamics and just really noticing what it is, what works, what doesn't work. And I've learned a lot through my experiences and through my studies about this topic. And that is the topic of connection. Now, what prompted me to talk about this was a conversation that I had with a client of mine last week. She is going through a divorce and we were talking about feeling supported, feeling connected, and relationships. And she mentioned to me, a little bit sadly, that she felt that in the life that she'd created, her ex-partner, her ex-husband, had a much bigger network of support than what she has. You know, he's surrounded by community. He has a lot of support. And she was just feeling that she didn't have that same level of support. And sometimes that can feel very lonely. That can feel very uncomfortable. You could feel like disconnected, I guess, is really the most powerful thing. And when I was talking to her about it, I cautioned her because sometimes we look at people and we confuse community for connection. We confuse having a lot of people around us for feeling supported. But there is a difference between being alone and feeling lonely. You could be alone and feel deeply connected, supported, and rooted in your life. And you could be surrounded by people and by community and feel completely alone. And when I pointed out the distinctions to her, her response to me was, "You should do a podcast episode on this because I don't think enough people talk about this topic. I think people get lost in their circumstances and forget what connection is really about." So there are three types of connection that I am referring to in this episode. That is your relationship with others, your relationship with yourself, and your relationship to something bigger than you. And that could be your purpose, God, the universe, your highest self, or whatever you connect to. but it is definitely something that is bigger than you. These three connections can be the key to a meaningful, successful, blissful life. And the lack of these connections can be the key to a problematic, painful, and sick life. And like I said before, we often confuse one thing for another. Now, this is something that I learned firsthand in my own life. You see, because I grew up in a very unconventional family dynamic. My parents were divorced, and my father traveled 80% of the time for his career. So by society's standards, I did not have a family that was necessarily conducive to connection. And despite that, I grew up in one of the most connected family dynamics that I have ever seen or witnessed. My father, even though he wasn't with me all the time, did an incredible job of creating a presence in my life. It's what I call being there even when you're not. He was always there for me, even though he wasn't physically present in my life. And I grew up with this deeply connected and meaningful relationship with him. In fact, it wasn't until I was in my 30s that my husband one day in conversation made a realization or had a realization that really impacted me or impacted both of us. And that was that I had a closer relationship with my father despite our physical separation than most people have with their fathers, even though they sleep down the hall for most of their lives. It's incredible. Similarly, I have a brother and a sister, and I think it was in fifth grade that another kid in school broke the news to me that they weren't my real brother and sister. And I was like, what are you talking about? They're not my real brother and sister. And they said, well, no, they're your half brother and your half sister. Because my brother and my sister and I, we share the same mom, but we don't share the same dad. So this child was stating her case that my siblings were somehow less of my siblings because we didn't have the same mother and father. And up until that moment, I had never even heard the term. I had no idea what she was talking about, nor did it matter from that moment forward, because what my mother fostered in my home was such a deep connection between our family and between our siblings that it made no difference whose father was whose father. It made no difference that we were half brothers or full brothers, or our connection was stronger than blood or genetics or DNA could ever make us, because we confuse circumstances for connection. And oftentimes, what appears on the outside is not what life looks like on the inside. And to be honest with you, I think that is the biggest part of my work, is helping people feel on the inside what their life appears to be on the outside, or create a life on the outside that aligns with what they are feeling on the inside, or what they aspire to feel on the inside. This is the key to creating a meaningful, successful, and blissful life. It is not about accolades, accomplishments, or appearances. It's about integration, knowing what matters most, and being connected to others, to yourself, and to something that is bigger than you. Recently, I heard a TED Talk by a man named Johan Hari. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. My husband mocks me viciously because I mispronounce names and words all the time. And so does my friend Bruce. I mean, it's just sometimes I mispronounce things. So if I mispronounce this name, forgive me, please. But Johan did a TED Talk called "Everything You Think You Know About Addiction Is Wrong." So he explains that human beings have a natural and innate need to bond. And when we are happy and healthy, we bond and connect with each other. But if we feel like we cannot bond to others, we often bond with something that gives us a sense of relief. So his claim is that when you become addicted to food, drugs, alcohol, pornography, gambling, any of the vices that can really grab you, we tend to believe that it is due to a chemical imbalance. And although that could be true in a small percentage of cases, the more common reason is because what we are lacking is connection. And the lack of connection leads us to creating connection with something. It is such an incredible TED Talk. I'm going to put it on my show notes in case you want to watch it for yourself. But it really inspires us to think about what really matters in life. And again, the key is in connection. So in studying this throughout my life and studying relationships and family dynamics and connection, I have identified 5 what I call connection interrupters. These are things that we do internally and externally that can interrupt our sense and our feeling of meaningful and deep connection. Now, for purposes of this episode, I'm not going to get into how to solve for every single one of these problems, although there are solutions for all of it. But more than anything, what I want to do is name these interrupters so that you can then start to notice when they creep up in your life. And when you pay attention and you notice that these interrupters are in your daily environment, you can decide whether you're going to nurture the interrupter or whether you are going to nurture connection. And this is part of the work that I do with my clients and one-on-one coaching. One of the reasons that relationships is my main pillar, I do mindset, wellness, and relationships, is because this is one of the keys of living a blissful life. So I'm happy to support you if you want to dive deep into this and work on this. But for purposes of today, what I want to make sure is that you can identify and notice when these interrupters pop up in your life, because they pop up in all of our lives. And I do want to also point out that some of these interrupters are based on our external circumstances, it's our external environment. But the only way to deal with these interrupters is by changing our internal environment. So a lot of this has to do with the mindset and that perspective that we approach these interrupters. That is how we start to develop our emotional intelligence, which is the E in core. We start strengthening our core so that we, again, our inside could start aligning with our outside. That is the key. Okay. So the first interrupter is lack of authenticity. And this interrupter is what prompted me to make that distinction for my client that I talked about at the beginning of this episode, which is oftentimes we are surrounded by people, surrounded by community, and yet we feel lonely. Well, what prompts us to feel lonely? Lack of authenticity. It is the feeling that you are surrounded by people, but you are afraid of being your true self. You are surrounded by people, but you don't feel safe in expressing your real opinions, in expressing your real dreams, in following your real path, because you are afraid of being judged by others. It could be because of cultural norms, societal norms, environmental norms. We're often surrounded by people that are zigging in one direction, and all of a sudden we feel called to zag. You know, when they're zigging, we want to zag, and we don't feel safe to be able to express that. So instead of tapping into our creativity or doing things a little differently or expressing ourselves or disagreeing with other people's beliefs or looking disagreeable because we are going by the beat of our own drum, we could easily conform and we shut down. And what that results in is a lack of connection and feeling that we are completely alone, even though we are not. Sometimes you can be in a family where you have siblings and parents and everybody seems to be one way and you feel like you're the only one that's a different way, and then you feel disconnected from that family, even though you guys live together and hang out together and do life together, and yet there is a sense of disconnection because you don't feel like your true self is either good enough or accepted or acceptable. And that can create all sorts of problems. The second connection interrupter is comparison. When you spend your life comparing yourself to other people, comparing accolades, achievements, material possessions, outward appearances, that creates a huge disconnect because you are then overcome with feelings of scarcity, of lack, of fear, instead of belonging, connection, and abundance. So often we get stuck in feeling, and this kind of comes in the whole lack of authenticity also, right? Like sometimes we compare because we are afraid that our true self isn't good enough. So evidence of that is the comparison. It's evidence that we shouldn't be our true authentic selves because we don't have all these things that these other people have, or our life isn't as great as other people's lives. You know, people say that social media has enhanced this. Maybe so, but I really think it's an internal thing, and I think it has always existed. It has always existed that you compare yourself to what other people are doing. It's just that social media makes it way more visible in your life. So, yeah, that's a big source of disconnect in my opinion. And another reason why comparison causes disconnect is because comparison also highlights separation. So when we compare ourselves, we separate ourselves. We are actually focused on the things that make us different instead of the things that make us the same. When you look for unity and inclusion and belonging, and you are part of the collective, and you find in each other similarities instead of distinctions, you feel more bonded to those people. You feel more connected to those people. But when you are too busy comparing yourself, you have now created distinction. You've created separation. They have something you do not have, or I have something they do not have, and therefore I am not bonded to them. I am disconnected from them. So that's another interrupter. The third interrupter is expectations. And this is a big one. Welcome to the world of unmet expectations. Relationships are complicated. Communication is complicated. Sometimes human beings have the best intentions and yet fail to meet expectations for a variety of reasons. So, for example, I have a client that lacks connection to her, or lacks a sense of connection to her kids and to her husband. And that's what we are working on together. In her case, she is often disappointed by what her expectation of connection should be, how they should greet her, how they should treat her, how they should spend time with her. And when they fail to meet her expectations, she feels disappointed and then she feels disconnected. And it's a huge interrupter. And then the more that that happens, the more you focus on the disconnection. And then, you know, your expectations start to get even stronger because you are grasping onto those expectations. And where focus goes, energy flows. So this becomes almost a self-fulfilling prophecy, and it starts getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And before you know it, it's a bombshell. It's a total bombshell. And if you are really paying attention to your life and to your relationships, you will often find that a lot of the lack of connection in your life stems from unmet expectations. And there is a solution for that. But the first thing is being aware of it. The fourth connection interrupter that I identify all the time is being or being surrounded by what I call the vent enthusiasts. Now, I'm going to warn you, this one might be a little triggering for you. You may not like my position on this, but I notice this very, very often. So have you ever had an issue where you are upset with your spouse, your parents, your mother-in-law, your kid, whatever it is? They are, you know, they've done something to you, or you have had an argument. And what do? You call your peanut gallery of friends to vent about these people and what they have done to you and how they have wronged you and all of the evidence that you have to support this conversation. And oftentimes you are very justified in how you feel and what has happened, and you have every right to feel upset or to feel hurt or to feel betrayed, etc. So what happens when you're talking to this gallery of friends? They egg you on. They confirm how bad these people are and how they've mistreated you and how right you are and how justified you are in feeling the way that you feel. And it all helps you feel supported and understood and, like, you know, and right, right? And that feels really good. Except there's a problem. You see, subconsciously or inadvertently or unintentionally, these enthusiasts may be adding fuel to the fire because it's entertaining, because the drama is kind of fun, because we all love to egg each other on. It's a little gossipy. It's a little exciting. It takes us out of the mundane and it feels good. And we've all done it. Every single one of us has done it. It's not that they're bad people. It's not that you're a bad person for doing it. But what happens is, if we're not careful, that will increase our sense and our feeling of connection with the gallery, but it also increases our disconnection with the people that we are having the issue with. And oftentimes, those are the people that matter the most. You see, the peanut gallery goes home to their families and their friends and their relationships, but you go home to yours. And if you're not careful and you haven't had the opportunity to process your responsibility, your participation, your flaws, how you are wronging that person or showing up incorrectly or stuck in ego or entitlement or whatever the case may be. You could be so consumed by the venting that rather than nurturing connection, you foster that separation. And unfortunately, it's oftentimes with the person you most crave connection to. And although there are circumstances in which we crave connection to somebody that is just not capable of reciprocating that connection, and we have no choice but to separate from that person, you'd be surprised how often it's actually worsened by lack of processing and lack of proper emotional intelligence and communication skills, rather than the person being the wrong person or being a bad person. I've seen this so many times, and that's why I think it's really important to notice and pay attention. If you are surrounded by vent enthusiasts, or you are one, and really do your best to avoid that habit or that pattern, because it could really increase the cracks in your foundation, and that can cause a lot of damage in your life. And then the last interrupter is what I like to call the selfish, selfless dilemma. And that is, you are so afraid of being considered selfish by taking care of yourself that you take care of everybody else's needs, which then leaves you depleted, which then creates unmet expectations, which leads you to feel resentful, frustrated, uncared for, unsupported, and disconnected. So there you have it. Those are common connection interrupters that disrupt your most meaningful relationships. And it's just incredible, because you will find that you could blame divorce or physical separation or external circumstances for lack of connection. But oftentimes it is not the divorce, it is not the physical separation, it's not the traveling, it's not the external circumstances that affect your connection. It's your perspective, it's your mindset, and it's a lack of emotional intelligence tools that can help you navigate all of these interrupters and all of the external circumstances that present themselves in human relationships and dynamics. And sometimes you may have a disconnection from a person, but your connection to yourself or to your higher purpose is so strong that that carries you through. And sometimes you may have a disconnection from yourself or your purpose, but your connection to others, to the people that are around you, are so strong that it carries you through. And that is what we have to aim for. It's being on the seesaw. It's not always perfect. Sometimes one level of connection is high and the other one is a little lower. And sometimes the other one is high and the other one is a little lower. And we ride the seesaw of life and we go up and down. But regardless of where you are on that seesaw, what is crucial is that you are noticing, you are naming it, and you are nurturing the life that serves you best. Because connection is crucial. It is absolutely crucial for your survival and for your health and for your well-being. So today, on this beautiful Sacred Sunday, I invite you to think about the connections in your life. I invite you to consider if any of these interrupters have crept up in your relationship dynamics, and I invite you to do something about it. Take action. Start fostering and nurturing a connected, meaningful life, because there you will find the truest definition of your success. Happy Sacred Sunday, guys. See you next week. That's it for today's episode. Thanks so much for being here. I am deeply, deeply grateful for this time to connect. If you're loving this podcast, I'd love if you could support me by subscribing, rating, and/or leaving a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Those reviews help us so, so much. And if you know of someone who could really use a voice like mine in their head, please share this with them and let them know how much you care about their bliss. Now, if you are feeling called to dig deeper and really work on elevating your mindset, wellness, and your relationships to create a healthier, happier, and more meaningful life, then I invite you to schedule a 60-minute complimentary consultation with me. Let's have a meaningful conversation and see if working together is in our future. You can find the link to the calendar of consults right there in my show notes, but you can also connect with me on my website, carolinedeposada.com, or just send me a DM on Instagram, at carolinedeposada. Like my friend always says, the project is big and you're a part of it. So thanks for being here.